It's give and take in both. With a big receiver, you don't have really a problem staying with those guys, but then you got to deal with the size of the guy. You deal with him pushing off and, you know, getting away with it, you know, things like that. And with the smaller guys, I mean, they're a lot quicker, maybe a little harder to stick to than the bigger guys, but that's the difference. It's give and take both ways.
Can you talk to Charles about the Pro Bowl? Is he going to step aside for us?
Nah, man, I ain't talking, man. We talking about the Super Bowl. That's what we're trying to get at. So, you know, that doesn't matter at this point. You know, we just trying to win this game and get in the playoffs.
First off, that's up. So you
can
feather in the cap, isn't it, so to speak?
I mean, it's cool. You know, it's nothing that I'm not worried about right now. Like I said, we trying to win this game and get in the playoffs.
How legendary?
I just think he's done a good job of maturing from the first to second year. You know, he haven't made the same, you know, decisions that he's made in the past. And it shows in, you know, the record of their team that, you know, they're doing well. Everyone's starting to play well. You know, our defense done it all year, and offense starting to move the ball well also. So, I mean, those guys present a, you know, a challenge now. Yeah. I think so. Play action, Matt Forte's a versatile back. He's able to do a lot for those guys as far as lining up outside as a receiver and, you know, running the ball. He's a complete back. So you got all those things to deal with when you play those guys now.
What about a guy like Hester? Why has he had so much success with him?
Say that again?
On the return game with Hester, why has he had so much success with him watching on film?
Because he's just talented, man. He's just talented. From college, you know, it's not just from the NFL. You know, everyone's been watching the guy since college light it up, and he's still doing it now. He has the record already in his third or fourth year, so that just shows you how good the guy is.
Well, I know you talked about after playing Minnesota, when you picked off Farr, it was one of those things where you saw it on tape and recognized the formation, and that led to you being able to jump that route. With Cutler, I mean, this week, is that the thing where you see things on tape and that leads you to take a chance like that, or is this game where you, because it's such a big game, you don't want to take as many chances?
Now you always, when I say take chances, I'm saying that I know I have a great feeling what's coming, and I'm still playing it like I'm supposed to, but I got to jump on it. You know, in my mind, mentally, I got to jump on it. I'm not just out there, you know, going after things. Like, I'm still playing discipline.
Cutler guy. I mean, you still see that in film. He'll still make mistakes to allow you to jump.
I mean, obviously, you know, all quarterbacks are going to make mistakes if you put them in a situation to make mistakes. But for the most part this year, he hasn't been making those mistakes. So our job is, you know, to try to get him to make those mistakes, and hopefully that's what we do.